Hey, hey, Abe, keep it in your pants. I'm getting to the story.
Okay, go ahead. It's in my pants. Don't worry.
Good. Are your pants on? Your zipper is secured?
Just always assume that it's in my pants. Binky boy.
I'm rocking out.
You're a wild man, Binky boy.
You know I live a rock and roll lifestyle.
Yep. Yep. You live like a rock star.
The women, the cars, the money, the parties.
You have one woman and you have one car.
The private jets, the helicopters.
You shouldn't be using the plural for those words.
Yeah, I only have one woman.
The woman, the car.
The woman, the car, the kids, the house, the endless
tasks.
The
occasional holiday.
Mm. The sitting in the toilet crying for 10 minutes.
How are you doing, Ben? Sorry, YouTube. Gotta wait until at least next week we get back together.
Keep it in your pants, YouTube. Viewers, don't get too excited.
Keep it in your pants. That's a very slang way to say calm down.
Calm down.
Hey, keep it in your pants.
Put
your dick away. Calm down.
Don't pull your dicks out yet. Yeah.
Now, this is a good example of an expression where the meaning is very vulgar.
Oh, it's very rude.
But the expression is used quite casually.
Yeah, it is used quite casually.
Like when you say, hey, keep it in your pants. I don't really think about the meaning that you're talking about. I'm pulling my dick out.
Really? You don't sort of imagine.
I mean, it doesn't sound dirty to me to say, oh, okay, buddy, keep it in your pants. Relax.
You don't imagine someone reaching into their pants and getting ready to pull their dick out?
No, it sounds quite natural. Like it, you know what I mean? Like it's like the word motherfucker. Oh, he's a motherfucker. Like you don't really think about the meaning of the word. It's just a expression.
Yeah, like he's not actually running around fucking everyone's mothers.
Yeah. It's just an expression.
Yeah.
Same as
right.
Keep it in your pants. It means don't get so excited. Relax. Calm down.
That's right. But, you know, fair warning for our listeners. I wouldn't say it to my, you know, in a professional situation.
No, don't say it to your boss.
Yeah. You're like, I've got a new idea for the company. And your boss is like, what is it? And you're like, keep it in your pants, boss.
Keep it in your pants, boss. Hold on.
Put your dick away.
Give me a minute.
Yeah, that's that would not end well.
No.
No, it wouldn't.
Anyway, Ben, how's life? How's it going? Do you have any news to share with us?
Yeah, I had a little run of bad luck today.
A run of bad luck? You mean you had a few different bad luck things in a row?
Yeah, they say bad luck, you know, comes in threes.
Okay.
And that's what I experienced today, you know.
Triple bad luck.
Yeah, I got triple banged by bad luck.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Do you want to tell us about your bad luck day, or is it private?
Hey, hey, Abe, keep it in your pants. I'm getting to the story.
Okay. Go ahead. It's in my pants. Don't worry.
Good. Are your pants on? Your zipper is secured?
Just always assume that it's in my pants all the time. Just, yeah.
Sure.
Go ahead, Ben.
I do assume that. So I was going to go kayaking today. That was the plan. The weather is getting colder. Autumn is here You know, maybe I thought this might be the last chance to go kayaking comfortably for the year.
Summer is short up here in Tohoku.
It is.
You have to enjoy the good weather while it lasts.
Absolutely. So today was beautiful. It was a cloudless day, really warm in the sun. So I dropped the kids at daycare, and I thought I won't take them with me today. I'll just enjoy, you know, an adult kayak session.
Okay, so you thought I'll go kayaking with Big Rich. I'll leave the kids at home and go kayaking with Big Rich.
Yeah, take some risks. Don't have to worry about kids' safety.
Right, because you have to be extra careful if your kids are there.
I can never fully relax with kids around water, you know.
Right.
So anyway, we were, you know, I dropped the kids off and everything was okay. And I was at home getting the kayak ready on the car. And then I got a call from the daycare center saying, your son has a fever. Come pick him up.
Oh.
Yeah, so I went.
And right after you dropped him off?
Pretty much. Pretty much, like half an hour later. And he was fine in the morning. So I went and picked them up, and he seemed fine. So I thought, well, I'll just take him kayaking. Let's just do it with the kids.
So you knew he had a fever.
Yeah.
But you thought, ah, he's fine.
He seemed fine, and he said he was fine. So
he said, hey, kid. Hey, five-year-old kid.
Six.
Sorry. Wow, he's six already.
Hey, six.
Wow. Okay, so you said, hey, six-year-old Rui, are you okay? And he said, yep. And you said, all right, good enough. Let's go kayaking.
Good enough for me. Let's do it. It's paddling time.
Don't believe the thermometer. Believe your six-year-old son.
Well, you know, kids are honest. They tell the truth. So I believed him. They also lie a lot.
By the way, thermometer is the tool used to measure body temperature.
Yes, you can put it under your arm, you can put it under your tongue, or you can put it inside your bum.
Yes, yes, you can.
The three places to check your temperature.
So your son...
So we're driving. He said he's okay. So that's the first bad luck, right?
You had to pick him up. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Secondly, I was following Google Maps to the lake.
Yeah, the lake where you go kayaking.
Yeah, I was trusting Google Company to guide me there.
Yeah, as everyone does.
Everybody does.
Just follow the navigation.
Just blindly following, no questions, following Google. So following the map and driving a kind of a weird way I hadn't been before, a winding mountain road, which was beautiful, but very narrow and felt like, you know, somebody's private road. Didn't feel like a real road.
So Google took you to a very small mountain road.
Yeah, Google took us deep into the forest. And finally, after about 20 minutes of driving on this narrow little road, we came to a big roadblock. Big sign said, road is closed. Turn back.
Damn you, Google.
Yeah. So I thought, that's okay, we'll reroute. We'll find another way. But then I realized I was almost out of petrol.
Oh, your car was out of gasoline?
Almost, yeah. It was probably about
Did
to
say
stop.
Petrol in Australia?
Yeah, it's British English. We say petrol. Petroleum.
We say gas.
You say gas.
Gas.
Right. So we just made it to the petrol station, which was far out of the way. So we were in the car for a super long time. So that was the third piece of bad luck.
Yeah, because you have to drive from Miyagi, where we live in Sendai, to a whole other prefecture, to Yamagata, right?
No. This is within Miyagi.
Okay.
But still, it was pretty far. So, yeah, you know, One had to pick up the kids, who turned out to be sick. Two got lost on a mountain road, thanks to Google. And three almost ran out of petrol and had to do a long detour to go to the petrol station.
And four?
No, that's it. Bad luck comes in threes, never fours.
Oh, so you had a great day kayaking after that.
No, so it turns out my son was actually sick.
Yeah, so four?
Okay, so I guess, well, this is basically one. But yeah, in the end, when we arrived, I realized my son was actually sick. So we turned around.
You finally realized that the daycare told you the truth.
I didn't want to see the truth. I couldn't handle the truth. I couldn't handle the fact that I was going to lose this beautiful...
You really wanted to go kayaking.
Yeah. You know I love
kayaking. So perhaps your kind of extended long car trip made him feel more and more sick.
Yeah, it made me sick too. So,
well,
gosh. You know, I guess that's number four. I guess the bad luck came in fours. So that was that. In the end, I didn't kayak at all.
Oh man, you didn't get in the water at all.
Nope. I threw a rock into the water.
Just saying, God damn it!
Stupid fucking lake. Stupid fucking kids.
Oh, Ben, man, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, you're not. So, yeah. That
what do you mean, no, I'm not? Yes, I am.
Are you really sorry to hear
yeah.
that?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, just having an opportunity, you know, to go kayaking when you're a working man with children, it's hard to find an opportunity.
Super
second
rare.
Of all, doing all that stuff and then not getting to go kayaking. Yeah, bro, I feel for you, man.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro.
Who knows? Like you said, that might have been the last chance to kayak this year. And you didn't even get in the water. That's a bummer.
Yep, I didn't even get in the water.
I feel for you, buddy.
You feel my pain?
I feel for you. Yeah. I sympathize with you.
Thank you. I appreciate
it's like when you remember that one time you and me, sorry, you and I drove all the way to Yamagata and then we arrived at the snowboarding mountain.
Oh, yeah.
And they said that all the lifts are closed because it's too windy.
Yep.
It's such a bummer. It's like, man, we took a day off and we came all the way here and then we can't snowboard properly. Oh, such a waste of everything.
I know, but you can't focus on the negatives. You have to keep your chin up. You have to stay positive. PMA.
Yeah. And I guess just being a parent, you're always going to have some days like that sometimes.
Yep. It's all right. I think about 18 more years and I'll be free again.
just 18 more.
Just a quick 18.
And then kids are all grown up. Time for Ben to have fun.
I can kayak whenever, wherever, with whoever I like. So we came home and in the end it was fun because we made jack-o'-lanterns from some mini pumpkins. So it was a happy ending to the story.
So you spent some good time with your family.
Yeah, on the plus side, it was some quality time.
Well, I'm happy to hear that.
Thank you.
Anyway, Ben, as you can hear, we have got some listener questions.
If you've got let's questions.
Yeah, all right.
Anything's okay.
Anything's okay.
If you've got a question,
what do you do?
What do you do? Just ask Ben and A.
Why? Because Ben and A will answer you. All right, Ben.
Delicious questions.
So, Ben, do you have anything from Instagram?
I do. Instagram has been...
Freaks and weirdos.
Yep. The freaks and weirdos have been very active this week.
All right.
Instagram has been blowing up.
What's the question this time?
Well, firstly, there's a bit of an update.
Okay, great. I love updates.
From our friend, our Russian friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Demonchik. Yeah. Are we sure he's Russian?
Are we sure he's Russian, and are we sure he's our friend?
Whoa. I am. I love Demonchik.
Shots fired.
Oh, Ben. Hey, you don't want to be on Demonchik's bad side. You want to stay on his good side. That's another good expression for English learners. Stay on someone's good side. Don't get on someone's bad side.
Yeah, let's stay on Demonchik's good side. Let's
yeah,
not
we
want to
stay on Demonchik's good side.
Yeah, he's very powerful.
He might be.
I think he is.
Okay. He has a question.
Well, no, it's an update. So he listened to last week's episode where I was talking about my friend who's looking for love.
And we tried to give him some useful pickup lines.
We gave some great suggestions of some really, really good pickup lines.
No, your suggestions were really bad.
I think they're guaranteed to work.
Oh, gosh. And Demonchik, this dirty, maybe Russian dog... What, he has some better pickup lines?
No, he said, don't worry about the pickup lines. He has offered to move to Australia and be a kind of girlfriend for my friend.
Demonchik said he'll move to Australia and be your friend's gay lover?
Well, not gay. Just give everything that a man wants from a girlfriend. You know, everything... a relationship offers except sex.
Okay, well...
So, for example, they can speak English together. They can drink vodka together.
Yeah, Demonchik gets free English lessons every day.
Yeah, wait, and free vodka. he said, don't worry, your friend won't be alone anymore. They can live together. And he said, I have children, so your friend doesn't need to have children. And all he has to do, the only thing...
Whoa. Demonchik has children?
Yeah, he says he has a pretty child. So I didn't know that. Congratulations, Demonchik, on being a father.
He said he has a child?
Yeah. He says he does. He said about my friend, he doesn't need to born a children because I have a pretty one.
Okay.
Anyway, Demonchik is offering all this. All my friend has to do for all of this, Demonchik is offering all of this, the complete girlfriend package.
Demonchik is offering himself and his child to your friend in Australia.
Yep.
To do everything that a girlfriend would do except for sexual stuff.
Except for sexual stuff, but let's be honest, Demonchik will probably do that too.
Demonchik will definitely do sexual stuff.
Oh, definitely. So, all my friend needs to do is help Demonchik get an Australian citizenship.
Okay.
Or find a job, and find a job. Or he may just pay Demonchik. That's okay too.
Okay, so your friend has to either get a job for Demonchik or just pay Demonchik as if he's a maid?
Employee.
An employee? Yeah,
directly.
All right, well.
Okay, so finally, if my friend wants or needs some pussy.
Yeah, there's no sexual stuff.
Yeah, but Demonchik says, don't worry, he has a pussy, it's a cute one.
Maybe he has a cat.
I think this is a sort of a double meaning. I think he's talking about a cat, which we call pussies.
Well, ha, 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 Demonchik. You think Ben's friend's relationship trouble is funny.
Well, it is funny. I think it's funny too. And I think this could work. I think I'm going to try and make this happen. Okay. Finally, the actual listener question is from Anonymous S. It's a two-part question. Number one, he would like to know, since many of our listeners are English teachers, he would like us to share some class management techniques.
Really? Many of our listeners are English teachers?
That's what he says.
Really?
He says, since many of your listeners are English teachers, I want you to share some class management techniques regarding difficult students.
Class management.
Managing difficult students.
Okay, managing difficult students.
Yeah, especially kids and teenagers.
Yeah, so is he a kids teacher?
He is. It sounds like he's teaching sort of kids and teenagers around that age.
Kids and teenagers. You know what? I have a lot of experience teaching young kids.
Yeah, you do. You have many years of running big kids' classes.
Kids' events and stuff especially, yeah.
Yeah, you've got a lot of experience under your belt.
Yeah, and I have quite a lot of experience teaching adults.
Right.
But that kind of adolescent period, the period between child and adult, I don't have a ton of experience.
I guess, yeah, me too. More kids or adults. Because teenagers are dicks.
Yeah, I mean, I try to avoid those ages.
Yeah, just generally. In my life, I try to avoid teenagers as much as possible.
Teaching little kids is easy. You know, they'll play whatever games you want them to play and they'll really enjoy it.
Yeah, they're like dogs.
Yeah, they are kind of like dogs.
They're like dogs and birds.
But, you know, adolescents, teenagers.
Yeah, they're too cool.
Oh, it can be really like challenging. As we say in English, it can be like pulling teeth.
Ouch.
Something very difficult and boring and like
painful.
Like, come on, get in, say something, you please,
stupid kids. Yeah, well, you know, that age is difficult because you care about what your friends think of you, so you're trying to look cool. Maybe listening to the teacher is not cool, so it's challenging.
Until about 10 years old, kids don't really have an ego.
Not so much.
Yeah, but then once around 10, they start to kind of realize, like, they start to gain the ability to look at themselves from another person's perspective.
Yeah, that's right.
And that causes their behavior to change a lot.
Well said. And some people...
They get very self-conscious.
Some people never grow out of that stage either.
Yeah, well, it's hard to not care what other people think.
Yeah, it took me a long time. But of course, everybody still keeps some ego, but a teenager's ego is fierce. It's strong.
Well, and it's just starting to be developed.
Yeah,
so it's sensitive.
And you're testing out things and finding your way.
So that's a very hard age. I don't know if I have any advice for class management when it comes to that age group.
I have one experience that I remember from quite recently, about 2 years ago. I was teaching a weekly class at a technical college.
A technical college? Isn't that older kids? Like, isn't that adults?
Well, it was technically from 17 and up. So there are a few 17-year-olds in there.
Okay.
And there was one...
So older teenagers.
Older teenagers. But there was this... Many of them are still very immature.
Okay.
And there was one kid in particular.
So there's one difficult kid in the class.
So this kid, this particular student was constantly always trying to show off in front of his friends, not listening to me and giving me stupid answers to every question.
God, that's so annoying.
It's so annoying.
So he's trying to be the class clown.
He was the class clown.
Okay. But and so he's disrespecting you.
Completely.
And trying to just make his friends laugh.
Yeah, his small group in the corner.
Okay, so him and the other kind of, we're so cool, we don't care kids are in one corner.
Yeah, but even his friends, you know, were kind of only laughing, half laughing. You know, they knew he wasn't that right. funny.
Yeah, I know.
So I kind of ignored him for many weeks. I didn't laugh at his jokes, and I just said, okay, and moved on to the next student.
Right. So you just ignored his stupid jokes.
Yeah, I just pretended like it didn't happen. But
okay.
Eventually, it started pissing me off.
Yeah, of course.
And finally, after one of his stupid answers... That and he wasn't even trying to speak English properly or answer the questions.
Right.
I stopped the class and I said, let's have a vote. Right. Who thinks this student is funny? Raise your hand.
So you embarrassed him.
Public shaming.
You humiliated him.
Yep. And there's a big class. There's like, you know, 25 people in this class.
Shit. But I bet most of those students are just as annoyed by that kid as you were.
Oh, they hated him. Most of them weren't laughing. Most of them were rolling their eyes every time he spoke, especially the girls who tend to be more mature.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah, he's probably not getting many dates.
Right. So the results of my survey.
Yeah. So you said, okay, everyone, you know what? Who thinks this guy is funny? Put up your hand right now. Who thinks he's funny? And nobody put up their hand.
No. Actually, of course, he put up his hand.
What about his friends?
Only.
What about his group in the corner?
Only two of his group raised their hands.
How many are in his group?
I guess you could say maybe six.
So even his group, only two of them raised their hand.
Yep. And he was obviously really embarrassed, and he went quiet. And he stayed quiet for the next few weeks until the end of the contract.
When wow!
I was surprised how well it worked.
So you taught him a lesson.
Yeah, literally. But I felt a little bit bad about it after a while.
Right. You know. Yeah, you probably felt bad.
But then I thought
after like the next week.
I thought, you know what?
He's not making jokes anymore. And you think, oh, I really probably hurt his feelings.
But
he needs that.
He needed it.
He needs, yeah.
That's right. He needed it. And I thought, you know what? He's here. He paid to come here. This is not normal school.
Yeah, well, his parents paid for him to come there.
They sure did. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? At the end, when I finally had my final class and said goodbye to all the students, never to return, he came up to me and he wanted to take a picture with me. And he said, you're a good teacher and I enjoyed the lessons. And I thought he hated me because he was silent after that.
Well, maybe he said you're a good teacher because someone finally taught him that he's not funny.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you know, hey, I love a funny guy. If you're making real funny jokes,
yeah, no problem. It's funny.
I love it. You can right. do that in my class, but not, don't act like a five-year-old.
Oh, well, great answer, Ben. Thanks for sharing that experience.
Not a problem.
And thank you. What was Anonymous S?
Yes.
Teacher S, good luck with your class.
Absolutely. So remember, public shaming.
Shame.
It's the way to go.
Shame them. Yeah.
You got to hold a giant
mirror.
I don't
know if that's great advice, but it worked for Ben.
Crush them.
Crush them.
Crush.
Humiliate.
Crush their spirit.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do.
Yeah.
It's the only way.
And shout out to all the English teachers who are listening.
Yeah, apparently there's a few. So, you know,
yeah.
Keep teaching, guys.
Yeah, keep up the good work, everyone.
Keep teaching. Don't forget to make it fun.
All right, guys, come to 55freebird.com. Come to Twitter. Sorry, X. Come to X. Come to Instagram, FBE Teacher Talk. Send us an email, fbeteachertalk@gmail.com. Send us your comments, send us your questions, and please leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify or wherever.
Please.
Get your podcast.
Please.
All right. Say goodbye, Ben.
Goodbye, Ben. Don't shame me.